It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood, and coming up, why the mall is where it's at. First, this note on emerging science from Emily Torgrimson.
Honey, does this make me look fat? Don't go there, people, into that dead man's land, the fragile netherworld of body image. Especially because what your partner sees in the mirror may be a mirage. According to a new study led by University College London, feeling fat or thin is a construct of the brain. To identify which parts of the brain involve body image, scientists tricked participants into believing their waists were shrinking using a technique called the Pinocchio illusion. Scientists attached a vibrating device to volunteers' wrists that simulates a sensation of the wrist flexing inward. With their hands resting on their waists, volunteers all felt that their waist had shrunk by up to 28%. At the same time, scientists found high activity levels in the posterior parietal cortex, the part of the brain that integrates sensory information from all over the body. The subjects who reported the strongest shrinking sensation also demonstrated the strongest activity in this part of the brain. Though we process information about our body size and shape every day, there's no specialized receptor like the nose for smell. The information comes from various sources: our skin, joints, muscles, our vision. And the brain appears to synthesize these sources into a map, a sketch of our body. The goal for scientists is to see if people with anorexia or body dysmorphic disorder, people who over or underestimate their body size or focus on a small or imagined flaw, if they too experience distortion in this part of the brain. That's this week's note on emerging science. I'm Emily Torgrimson.